Madam Mayor. Mr. Bryson.
Present.
Mr. Edwardson.
Here.
Ms. Gladyszewski.
Here.
Ms. Becker.
Here.
Ms. Hale.
Here.
Ms. Hughes Gandies.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Ms. Treen.
Here.
Mayor Welvin.
Here.
The quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And now we'll go to a special order of business. Mr. Yucatel, will you bring the rest of the engineers up?
Yay, engineers.
Engineers, you have full property, unless you have wrong.
So the, I should really turn it over to Mike Story, who's the past president of the Juno branch of the American Society of Civil Engineers. But Mike is here with the secretary for the branch, Eric Antrim, and Ethan Romling is the vice president.
So we're here tonight for a proclamation in regards to National Engineers Week. So our proclamation states, whereas February 17th to the 23rd, 2019 has been designated as National Engineers Week, and whereas the 2019 theme, Engineers Invent Amazing, celebrates how engineers make a difference in our world and creates the public dialogue about the need for engineers, and whereas National Engineers Week is celebrated during the week of George Washington's birthday to honor the contributions President Washington, a military engineer and land surveyor, made to engineering, and whereas Southeast Alaska engineers have enhanced the quality of life in Juneau and the Southeast community through public works projects, ports and harbors development, maritime transportation, mining and improvements to airports, museums, recreational facilities, roadways, schools, and telecommunications, and whereas the Juneau branch of the American Society of Civil Engineers and Alaska Capital Engineers are local sponsors of National Engineers Week, celebrating the local accomplishment of Projects of the Year and Engine of the Year recognition within the Juneau region. And whereas since 1983, the National Society of Professional Engineers have contributed time, sponsorship, and resources in support of the National Math Counts Competition Series, a competitive mathematics program that promotes mathematical achievements through a series of fun and engaging B-style contests. And whereas the 2019 Juneau Math Counts competition was held on February 9th at the Juneau Douglas High School, and whereas the Juneau branch of the American Society of Civil Engineers is engaging in school outreach programs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics during National Engineers Week, and to promote the film Dream Big to inspire future generations of engineers and scientists, and whereas the Juneau branch has established civil engineer and professional engineer scholarships for high school seniors pursuing Bachelor of Science degrees in engineering and science fields, now therefore I, Beth Weldon, Mayor of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, on behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, do hereby proclaim February 17th through the 23rd, 2019, as National Engineers Week in Juneau, Alaska, and call upon the people of Juneau to recognize the essential contributions engineers make within our community.
Yeah, just...
Is this on?
Yeah.
Testing? Just want to thank you, Mayor, and the rest of the Assembly for this proclamation. We've had, I think Juneau is really blessed with a really strong group of engineers in our community, including private as well as public sector engineers and even city managers. But this has been a really great group to work with. Carl, Ethan, and Eric, and Don has been, he and his company have been very involved over the years too. But I just want to thank you for that recognition.
You're welcome. And please come by and have everybody shake your hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Carl, good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Congratulations.
Good to see you.
Mike, nice to see you, sir.
Just something super brief.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, sir. How are you doing?
Sorry, it's been a
And thank you again to all our engineers who came out tonight for that. Okay, that brings us to the approval of minutes. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've moved, we approved November 5 to 18 Assembly Minutes and November 26, 2018 Assembly Minutes, and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? So moved.
And I ask that I be given a little extra time on December 17th because I have not read it all.
All right.
And unless someone else has and can, and I'll let you know. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
We'll table that one for the next meeting, Madam Clerk. Thank you, Anthony. All right. Manager's request for agenda changes. Mr. Manager.
No agenda changes. Thank you.
Thank you. And public participation on non-agenda items. All right, Mr. Quayle.
William Quayle, 415 Willoughby, number 305. I've been working with Myla about the extending the boundaries for the pedicabs. Both me and Jim Hoctis, the under pedicab servers, would like to get extend the boundaries out to the hatchery. The secondary reason is that we have transportation, not emergency service, to the hospital. We do find a lot of times when we're in our normal service as the pedicab drivers that on the seawalk there's quite a bit of, it's just like the ships are like floating nursing homes. There's a lot of people who are not quite ambulatory to get around. And the pedicabs are very instrumental in getting the persons, people where they're supposed to be. Now, there's quite a bit of interest from my experience that the from working on Overstreet Park at the other end, overlooking Gold Creek, there's quite a bit of interest seeing the fish. And I can't see any reason why we can't take them down to the hatchery. And it would be very nice for, and also access the warehouse. The warehouse is halfway there. And it's, you would go along Glacier Boulevard plus the bike trails. And it's pretty much an easy back and forth trip for us. And it would definitely help to make the people that visit Juneau, they have a good chance of seeing Juneau from a pedicab. And it's not, it, I consider it very safe. Actually, it actually would be safer because where they're going, okay, is right next to the hospital.
Thank you, Mr. Quayle, and welcome back. Any questions for Mr. Quayle? Seeing and hearing none, thank you.
May I ask a question of the manager?
Sure.
Have we done any investigating? It's for him. Have we done any investigating on the safety of getting out on Glacier Highway? Are there sidewalks? Are there trails that would be safe and crossing the street? It's a long way out there.
If I might, Mayor Weldon, through the chair, we are looking at that issue now. We have not specifically investigated the new route that Mr. Quayle is requesting, but we will be working with JPD and looking at it in terms of visibility, progress, access, etc.
Thank you.
Mayor Weldon, can I ask a follow-up question on that?
Absolutely.
What is the existing boundaries that pedicabs may operate in currently as is?
Through the chair, roughly. It's in basically in the downtown core, so 10th Street is one of the boundaries. They cannot ride along Egan except for a very short distance between Whittier and the Seawalk. They can go down Willoughby. They can go up and around out to, I believe it's Mill Street, and up into the downtown neighborhoods. I can give you a specific map of it. It's basically the downtown core, with the idea that traffic is slower. People are on the lookout for more traffic types of issues, basically. If that makes sense.
Thank you, ma'am.
Be happy to provide you the regulations if you'd like.
All right. Any other public participation on non-agenda items? All right. Moving to a consent agenda. Are there any public requests for consent agenda items? Consent agenda changes, excuse me, other than ordinance for introduction. Are there any assembly requests for consent agenda changes? Assembly action. Madam Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. Which brings us to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-AB, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1,474,553 as funding for the new Recycle Works Consolidated Facility Capital Improvement Project, funding provided by Waste Management Funds Fund Balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $1,474,553, the majority of the proceeds from the recent sale of the Shawn Drive public property, to create a new CIP that will consolidate the Recycle Works program and Household Hazardous Waste program at a central location at the Waste Management owned and operated landfill. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this topic at its meeting on January 14, 2019, and referred it to the Assembly. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
All right. Is there any public comments on this ordinance? And hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly pass Ordinance 2018-11, an ordinance appropriating the manager the sum of $1,474,553 as funding for the new Recycle Works, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none. Okay, that moves us to item B.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-AC. An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $300,000 as funding for the Deferred Building Maintenance Capital Improvement Project, funding provided by Waste Management Funds Fund Balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $300,000, a portion of the proceeds from the recent sale of the Shawn Drive property, to reimburse the Deferred Maintenance Capital Improvement Program project for funding the renovations made to the Old Valley Shop at 2520 Barrett Avenue to allow the Water Department to occupy the facility. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this topic at its meeting on January 14, 2019 and referred to the Assembly. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly.
I just have a quick question. Do these two ordinances together account for all of the proceeds of the sale of the Shawn Drive property?
Mr. Mayor.
They do.
Any other questions? Mr. Jones.
Just the clarification for half of the sale. Only half of the land is in sold. We're still occupying the other. Correct,
Madam Mayor. Mr. Jones is correct. So these two amounts represent the sale of what was known as the water utility shop, formerly the Public Works Department shop. and does not account for the sale of the adjacent household hazardous waste facility, which will be executed at a later date, and the appropriation of the funds from the sale of that facility will happen later as well.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Any other questions? Seeing and hearing none, Ms. Hale.
Yes, I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-11AC and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. That brings us to unfinished business.
No unfinished business.
Any new business?
No new business, but two staff reports.
All right. Let's go to the staff reports then.
Thank you. First staff report, we have a guest in the audience from Alaska's first city. Over on the left, we have Ms. Lacey Simpson, who is the assistant manager for the city of Ketchikan. Up here for various bits of legislative business and Southeast Conference, and she wanted to come down and see how we do business and just take notes on what we do. So we've welcomed her today and others from Ketchikan with tours of our Salmon Creek filtration plant, discussion of our cruise ship docks, and other municipal issues. And I would especially, since she's in the audience, extend our public thanks to the City Council for their show of moral support in the cruise ship litigation. We obviously have that as an agenda item in executive session, and we have made no decision on next steps, but we certainly thank Ketchikan for their strong showing of support.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You're welcome.
Madam Mayor, for a second report, I think Ms. Simpson will be happy to know that we also have a junk car issue that is high on our agenda. So I have a number of junk car things that I'd like to report to you. Number one, it's been a big year in the number of cars that have been brought for junking through our municipal contract, and it is likely that we will not make it to the end of the fiscal year without additional funds. So we will be bringing information for supplemental appropriation. We think it's important that we not give the public the opportunity to lose their training on what to do with their junk cars. Junk car business is up. It's a good thing. It means that they're not accumulating on the streets and in the yards. That's the first part. Second, JPD is reviewing some of their policies and protocols to try and figure out how to streamline our processing of junk and abandoned vehicles. Our storage lot is full, and that has led to a delay in removal of junk cars from streets and other locations, which has been very frustrating for the public. So we have a crunch on that end. And third, we have a enforcement case that the Community Development Department has been working on off the back loop on River Road, where a property has been accumulating many junk cars, and it has become a significant neighborhood issue. And we wanted to let you know that we're pursuing enforcement action. I believe the number of cars accumulated on that property has grown to several hundred, and is a point of frustration with the neighborhood. So lots about junk cars. You'll be seeing more on this topic on future agendas.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Were we going to talk about the Joy inaugural?
Madam Mayor, a third staff report, which I don't think we can resolve tonight. So the Assembly should be advised that Norwegian Cruise Lines has extended an invitation to myself and the mayor to participate in the inaugural cruise of the Joy from Vancouver to Los Angeles in late April. The Joy is the sister ship to the Bliss. It is a very large ship, and the Norwegian Cruise Lines, I think, has reached out to us for several reasons. One, they reached out to many port communities along the West Coast, and they would like to make relations with those communities. And two, they recognize that some bridges need to be built in Southeast, and particularly with Juneau. And so we would like to accept that offer, and we haven't had a chance to dive into the conflict of interest code to make sure that that this is handled properly. So that offer has been extended to us, and we won't ask the Assembly to authorize or do anything with that tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
You
done now?
I am. Thank you.
Assembly reports. Mayor's reports. I'll be brief tonight because I've been out of town for quite a bit. I was able to extend a welcome to the Alaska Professional Firefighters Association and also to the Alaska Fire Chiefs Association, so that was fun to see some old friends. I also attended the emissions session done by the Alaska DEC that was brought together by JCOS. And that was pretty educational. So, and then I went to Wasilla for a state hockey tournament, and the Crimson Bears took third, which was fun because that's the highest they've placed. And then I immediately went to the Sun for about a week for my husband's birthday, so that was a lot of fun also. Reminder to everybody, and this morning we got to meet with members of the Ketchikan and Wrangell city staff and mayors. So that was fun. And the Southeast Conference, just a reminder for everybody, the mid-session summit starts tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Elizabeth Baradovich Hall. And looking ahead for next week, we also will have the AML Conference, Alaska Municipal League Conference, and the Innovation Summit. And on February 21st, we will have, I don't know how many years, but maybe the Mr. Manager can tell us, the Sister City hockey game between Jim and Whitehorse. And just a friendly reminder to all those Valentines out there that Thursday is the day. So that concludes my report. We'll start on this end.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We had a committee of the whole meeting last Monday, February 4th. Talked about a number of things. Heard from the census how important it is to participate, and we passed a resolution today to help ensure that Juneau does that. We talked briefly about a request to rename the Willoughby District and decided to keep that with us, with the Assembly, to talk further about that, to rename it to the Village District, Auk Village. We heard that the Mental Health Trust is finally going to put its subport property up for sale, which is exciting news that everybody was super excited and happy about. We talked a little bit about the Housing Action Plan strategy prioritization. We also talked about the future of Sleep Off and what was to be done with those who would be providing those services. And our next meeting is February 25th. Just one thing to report, the Territorial Sportsmen had their banquet this past weekend. Thanks to all of the people that work all year round to work for conservation, Ron Somerville particularly, who really helped organize the really successful and I think very high dollar event. So thank you very much.
Ms. Becker.
Did you want to do some of mine?
Yeah, Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Lands Committee met, and one of the big discussion areas for the second time was Chicken Yard Park. That park is used a lot by Star Hill children, and there's been a problem with a family, I don't even know how many people are involved, in a house that requires going onto Chicken Yard Park in order to get to their home. And that did not seem very safe to me, and I think others in the Lands Committee thought it was probably something we should look at. And so we've looked at it, and there are two parking spaces that have been put outside of the park, which that family can now use to access their home. They won't have to go through the park. And that's been approved by Parks and Rec, and it's now going to the Planning Commission, or it may already have gone, but it is going. And then hopefully that'll resolve that problem. The next topic we talked about was the historical cemeteries in Douglas. You know that we've been provided a list and pictures of all the cemeteries over there. and Lands is working very hard to try to identify ownership of those properties, because we can't buy properties that are not, there's not an ownership to, so someone can sell it to us. So, because we cannot spend public money on private property, so we have to get ownership. When that research is finished, it will come back to Lands. That whole research on the cemeteries in Douglas has been ongoing for a long, long time. It's all kinds of records, and now they have to be researched and put together, if possible. Docks and harbors, I wanted to have a picture to put up on the screen, but I didn't get it. And you already know that Mr. Yucatel and Mr. Etheridge took home the Rotary Award, the Rotary Service Award. Didn't he tell us about that? Oh, well, I'm sorry. I should play this up a lot more. It was really good, because I think they're the only ones who got the Community Service Award, I think. So it was pretty special. And the board is by motion, they've decided they're going to start proceedings to impound the lumberman. The board approved the 2019 and the 2020 budgets, and they will come to us through in the budget period. Carl was very happy to share the very positive letter that we received from Billy Morris from the Morris Communication Company, thanking us for our commitment to the archipelago project. The chamber, I don't remember the man's name, and I ought to know, because he did a great job. He's the economist for the Office of Management and Budget, and I think his first name's Edward, and I don't know. It is King. That's what I had down, but I wasn't sure enough to go by that. Edward King. There were three things that he said that I picked up on. I know there are a lot more, but he predicted growth will probably change due to the cuts in the budget. Predicted growth. The decline in revenue from oil is not going away. We'll continue to have a decline, which will probably get worse. The price of oil going back to $100 a barrel is not going to happen anytime soon. So that was a real joyful talk. We were all happy to hear that. We're back at the hangar now, so it's still noon. Well, 11:30, basically. The food's out. So just to make it easy for the legislators to come down and visit with us. U.S. Campus Council, we met in the UAS Tech Education Center. We had a career tech education update by Peter Trutzel. He's the executive director of the School of Career and Tech Ed. And we saw the space that the high school, JDHS, is using for auto repair. And that's what we gave that $40,000 for. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Becker. And Mr. Jones, we have to come back to Ms. Gladyszewski, because she remembered something.
I just wanted to report, thank you, Madam Mayor, on the joint Eagle Crest Board and Assembly meeting that I presided over, because the mayor was on the phone out of town. And we met with the Eagle Crest Board and had a great conversation, talked about a lot of the projects they're doing, heard that the snowmaking equipment that the Assembly gave some extra money for this last budget round is being used well, and they're super happy about it. It's been able to keep routes open from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain, so they're very grateful for that, and all the users at Eagle Crest are grateful for that, and the board seems to be doing really well. So we had a good meeting with the Eagle Crest Board.
Thank you, Ms. Fashions. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Finance Committee met on the 6th of February. We met and had a report from the city's auditors that had done both the CBJ audit, school district audit, and BRH audit. We also referred an ordinance to the full assembly for additional funding in FY19 for the school district, a combination of state money and city money. We got some information items on utility rates and marine pasture fees, both of which will be at our next Finance Committee meeting, which is March 13th. Child Care Committee met on Friday the 8th. We had a discussion of the committee members about everything that we have done up to this point. We meet again this Friday on the 15th. We will hear from Best Starts. And then the next three meetings are March 1st, March 15th, and March 22nd. It's my hope at the end of the meeting on the 22nd, we will have an engineer's term, since it's engineer week, 80% design. something that then we can decide how we might get some public opinion on, but also give some idea to the assembly where we might want to go once we're done with the budget process. The General School District continues their budget discussions. Their last one was on the 5th of February out at Sattahannock Middle School. They met primarily with the principals of all the various schools, but there were also some members of the public there. Their next board meeting and work session is tomorrow out at Thunder Mountain, the work session at 4:30, and the board meeting at 6. The Downtown Business Association met on the 5th. There was a presentation by Stuart Aston on the city's recycle projects. There was a lot of discussion about services to businesses and how we get businesses to do more recycling, but it didn't go much farther than a lengthy discussion. Just a couple of one date, May 4th, which will be the Maritime Festival, is also the Blessing of the Fleet. That's Saturday, so you might want to get that on your calendars now. I forgot when their next meeting is, but they're meeting now at JEDC. And in addition to Southeast Commerce AML and the Innovation Summit, if you want to watch some really boring but important government work, the Alcohol Beverage Control Board will be meeting on the 19th at half day on the 20th of February. And the Marijuana Control Board meeting being half day on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, 2.5-day meeting. Since I will miss all of the Innovation Summit due to that. AML usually has their board meeting the first day. This year they decided to have it on the last day after everything, so I will miss the board meeting. So hopefully Ms. Hale can sit in and at least let me know what they do, because I will be at the APK building for the Marijuana Control Board. I believe that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Ederson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Interesting human resources.
It was interesting. Worthy of note. The Human Resources Committee met right before this meeting, and I have some recommendations for appointments and reappointments, and I'll just go down the list quickly. The Human Resources Committee recommends that the Assembly reappoint Will Muldoon and Ed Carrillo to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee, terms beginning March 1st, 2019 to February 28th, 2022. Recommend that we appoint Alan Alcancia to the Sister City Committee for a term beginning immediately and ending January 1st, 2022. Reappoint Kenneth Sutherland and Nancy Such to the Personnel Board for terms, let's see, where are we? Beginning February 1st, 2019 and ending January 31st, 2022. Reappoint Mark A. Smith to the Sales Tax Board of Appeals, beginning immediately and ending December 31st, 2021, and appoint Carol Indy to the Juneau Commission on Aging for a term beginning immediately and ending December 31st, 2020.
Any objections to any of those appointments? Seeing and hearing none, they are appointed.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We also discussed the Affordable Housing Committee. The Assembly sent back to the Human Resources Committee the issue of whether or not to continue the Affordable Housing Committee. We met and we discussed it at our previous meeting and finished this meeting, and the recommendation was that we disestablish the Affordable Housing Committee. The discussion was a little bit longer, but a lot of that had to do with the fact that they completed their mission. Basically that they completed their mission. I'm sure we're going to be discussing it coming up, and we can have a more full discussion about it. So that's just a piece of information. Human Resources Committee recommends that the Aquatics Board, we discussed the Aquatics Board also, maintain their 7-member basis for quorum until January 31st, 2019, then switch to a 9-member basis for a quorum on July 1st, 2019, in order to allow the Aquatics Board to maintain a quorum as they transition from a 7-member board to a 9-member board.
I know your name, Mr. Attorney, was brought up in that discussion. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I just want to make sure that was June 30th?
June 30th. I might have added a day there.
The month is January.
Yeah, June 30th, thank you. Yes.
All right. I don't think we're taking any action on that, correct? The Affordable Housing Commission is going to come back as an ordinance.
Mm. So I can clarify that a little bit, Madam Mayor. The Affordable Housing Commission, that will come back to the Assembly in the form of a resolution that the Assembly can then decide formally. For the Aquatics Board, it might be helpful tonight if the Assembly at least considered a motion to consistent with Mr. Edwards' report for when the transition would occur.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
And that was a motion.
I appreciate your motion, Mr. Edwards. And I'm assuming you asked for unanimous consent?
I asked for a win, but unanimous consent will do.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved.
Thank you. We also have several dates coming up for joint meetings, and another date for a special assembly meeting is SPAM. For Docks and Harbors Board, a vacancy on Docks and Harbors Board that's now being advertised. We recommend either the 6th, Wednesday the 6th of March, or Thursday the 7th of March, preferably Wednesday the 6th of March, for the assembly meeting as the Human Resources Committee of the Whole to conduct interviews for the vacancy on the Docks and Harbors Board.
Okay, so that is a Wednesday. Mr. Jones, you have no finance meetings on that day?
Oh, the finance committee is the next Wednesday.
Okay, just double checking.
Okay.
Anybody have objections to March 6th? All right.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, the time for that one would be a little bit different than our normal time due to another meeting that's already happening in the conference room that evening. So we're looking at a 6:15 p.m. start time. Is that correct, Mr. Edwardson?
It is.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Way to keep us on track.
Okay, as far as the liaison duties go, we all met with the Eagle Crest Board, and they pretty much discussed in our joint meeting what they discussed in the earlier board meeting. And the Airport Board has not met since our last meeting. They meet tomorrow night, and the LEPC has not met since our last meeting. They meet Wednesday at noon. The only other thing that I have to say, and I saw other assembly members there, is a Glory Hall. Is it Glory Hall now?
Mm-hmm.
Glory Hall fundraiser on Saturday, I believe it was. And a good time was had by all.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. And I believe there's still several openings on many of the boards and commissions. So if anybody's interested, please check our website. So with that, Ms. Tree.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Aquatics Board has not met since our last meeting, but we just heard an update from Mr. Edwardson on Aquatics Board-related items. Travel Juno has also not met in a board meeting since our last meeting, but they did have their annual meeting on February 1st and distributed the annual report. Ms. Perry will be sending some to City Hall tomorrow. Travel Juneau is working on the first ship celebration for Sunday, April 28th. So you are asked to save that date to greet passengers who will be disembarking from the Ruby Princess. Travel Juneau is bidding on the 2020 State Drama Debate and Forensics Tournament, which would bring over 300 students to Juneau. And finally, the destination marketing manager just returned from the AAA travel show in Ohio and reports that Alaska had the busiest section. Two partner members joined the booth, booking business on the spot, and there was so much traffic that they ran out of materials. So that's great news from Travel Juneau. And the only other thing I would have is to welcome Mr. Gordon Ramsay to Juneau. I saw him this evening at Amalga Distillery, and I've heard that he will be in town all week filming, which is great news for our city's bustling and thriving food industry. That's all I've got.
Yes, yes, it is, and he was on my plane. Ms. Hughes Candies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I met with the Affordable Housing Commission last week, and we had a good conversation about the future of the commission, which Mr. Edwards has already told you some about. The Mr. Manager attended for some of that as well, and the Chief Housing Officer, and it was very informative. The Commission on Aging has not met since I've been appointed, but we will be meeting for the first time tomorrow. So I look forward to meeting all of them. And I also had the opportunity to meet with the Chamber of Commerce and was invited out there just to get a sense of what they do and meet face-to-face with all of them, and that was also a good and informative meeting.
Thank you. And Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Public Works and Facilities Committee met on a week ago on the 4th. It was my first opportunity to exercise that gavel. It was very fun. We discussed the Bartlett Oncology Clean Room Appropriation, also discussed Valley Transit Center, some fund transfers. That's going to the Planning Commission next. And I had met earlier with Mike Vigue and John Bohan, who gave me a really excellent overview of the Capital Improvement Program, or CIP, and we had an introduction to that at the Public Works meeting, so that's going to be coming our way. I met, had a Juneau Commission on Sustainability meeting on the 6th, and that was kind of far-reaching, which they always are, but one of the things we talked about was VW funding through AEA, or Alaska Energy Authority. It's only $125,000, but it looks like we've got an opportunity to apply for that money, and it would support electric vehicle charging. So that's kind of a work in progress with numerous parties, actually, including Mike Vigue and his staff. I will be attending a hospital governance leadership conference in mid-April, and thank you to Chuck Bill for suggesting that and sponsoring me to that. Several board members will also be attending that, so I'm really looking forward to that opportunity to get to know hospital governance much better. And I'll be attending Southeast Conference for the next 2 days. I also went to the Stephen Richards Riverside Open House and the Juneau Commission on Sustainability Air Workshop run by DEC, and that was really excellent and a very friendly setting for that kind of discussion. It was very refreshing. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the 4th, I met with Glory Hall representatives Maria and Bruce Denton. They're requesting an additional $150,000 from us, and they want to begin discussions and talk about the possibility of moving the Glory Hall. On the 5th, we met with PRACMET. Jordan Nigro, the executive director of the Zach Gordon Youth Center, gave a presentation. There might be a potential for a daycare setting there. They had some room. The Brotherhood Bridge Trail repairs that we have approved as an assembly are, they gave a report on when that begins and how that's going to go. But they also informed us we're out of dirt in the city of Juneau. There's not an adequate supply of dirt. They can't resurface the dirt ball fields because there's not enough dirt or qualified dirt in the community was one of the reports they gave during that PRAC. And the Amalgam Meadows Cabin has its funding, and it's going to be they're going to be building that this year. I went to the AEYC open house. They have tons of tools for child care and for healthy families. I also went to this Riverside Stephen Richards. I've been to a few meetings about that. They've gone with a four-way controlled light intersection. I think that was the right answer. And then on Saturday night, I was at the Territorial Sportsman and Alaska Outdoor Council annual fundraiser. I got to hang out with Maria and Mary, and there were really big-ticket items. I'd raise my hand to bid on something, and then they would just blow past me by a couple hundred thousand dollars. So it was they did quite well that night, and that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. Vladishevsky, we get to go to you again.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Sorry, apologize for forgetting everything. I just wanted to put a plug in for the high school play. It's on the Bye Bye Birdie. It was this weekend and next weekend. Those kids do an awesome job. They need a bigger audience, and they worked really hard, and it was a good show, something that I was in decades ago.
So. Would you like to sing?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
So, all right. That's our assembly reports. Continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Mr. Quayle.
You brought up some stuff. I just want to drag. No.
You still have to state your name.
No.
And you have 2 minutes.
William Quayle, 415. Willoughby, number 305. This said something about the safety going out there. It is 5 times more dangerous, normal operation, operating a pedicab downtown during some of the summer than going out on Glacier Boulevard. And, I mean, I wouldn't be proposing this if I didn't think it was safe. In fact, I sent you all a video, real-time video. I sent it last month. I'll send you it again. It shows how safe it is going out there. It shows the cars passing you, and it's not accelerated. Normally it would accelerate it, but this one I didn't, okay? And the only dangerous part is, hence semi-dangerous part, I crossed the last summer Egan Drive 97 times without any instance, okay, at the light. And you go down to across the light, and that's about the only part there would be any kind of risk of any claims. And by the way, there isn't any claims. In fact, when it comes to Maxim, for pedicabs, they have no claims. None. Okay? I don't see any reason why they can't. I mean, it's just because, or if you're not used to riding a bike, that's probably a reason why. But we go along the bike lane, and the bike path, and there shouldn't be any problem when it comes to risk.
All right, thank you, Mr. Quayle. Any questions?
Thank you.
Any other public participation on non-agenda items? Seeing and hearing none. Ms. Treen.
I move that the Assembly enter into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which could have a detrimental effect on city finances, specifically a CLIA litigation strategy update and sit-in versus Bartlett Regional Hospital strategy litigation strategy.
Thank you, Ms. Treem. We will. Any member of the public object to us going into executive session? Seeing and hearing none, we will recess till 8 o'clock.